Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries, and let's come to the Heavenly Father in prayer. Father, we thank you for this beautiful day that you've given us. We thank you for your word, the word of God that you've given us. We ask you, Lord, to give us revelation and wisdom and knowledge and understanding from the mighty word of the living God. As we study it, talk about it, and read it today, may you bless your word as it goes forth today. And may you bless everything we do. In Jesus' name, amen. On our series about how to walk in divine health, I've decided that for a few sessions I'm going to talk and explain to you what God has revealed to me through His Word, as well as the experiences about angels and how these beings have such great impact into our lives. I did not realize as a Christian what the Word of God has to say about these invisible beings that we call angels. Everybody has heard about angels, lost and saved, but we really don't understand, or at least I didn't, how these magnificent beings can help us and are sent to help us. But finally, one day, when I have read the Word and studied the Word so many hours, I begin to get revelation from the Lord, from His Word, about these magnificent beings of grandeur that we call angels. They're all sizes. They're small, they're big, they're gigantic. Angels have intervened in people's lives. They have manifest themselves to people. And many people have seen angels, and some of them have been small and some have been big. The ones that I have seen, the ones that have manifest to me that I have seen, have all been about the average size of a normal average size man. I have seen three in my life, but they looked so much like a man at first I did not realize they were angelic beings. But later it was revealed to me that they were. But these beings were sent from God to intervene in our lives, to protect us, to watch over us, to protect us. He says in Psalms 91, He sends His angels and gives them charge over us. In other words, His angels, they watch over us. They protect us. These magnificent beings, they hearken to the word of God spoken in the earth today. Psalms 107 clearly says that the angels hearken to the word of God as it is spoken in the earth today. And I used to read that and I would think, how do these beings hearken to the word of God spoken in the earth today? And then I realized that they're hearkening to it as we speak it. When we speak the Word of God, when we walk wholly in obedience to His Word, when we worship and praise God as we worship and praise the King, these magnificent beings, they hearken and yield to what we have to say as long as what we're saying is God's Word. So whenever you ask for help, these magnificent beings are here to help us. And I'm going to start out a little bit, start out in the Word of God, and I'm going to start out in Hebrews chapter 1, and we're going to read a little bit of scripture here in Hebrews 1, and I want you to see what the writer of Hebrews had to say about these magnificent beings. It is said, God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in times past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days, as in the last days, spoken to us by His Son, whom He has appointed heir of all things. Now, Jesus is the heir of all things, through whom also He made the worlds. So He's telling us there that Jesus was also the creator and maker of everything, all the worlds and everything, who being the brightness of His glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power. Now you notice the order of which he has placed these words. Some people, when they read the word of God, they will say that, well, if I just talk, I'm just speaking words. It doesn't really account for anything. But your words are the most powerful things that you have. What comes out of your mouth comes from your heart. So if you speak God's word, that's in your heart. If you speak the world's system, that's what's in your heart. But your words rule you. God made us in his image and his likeness exactly, just like he made Jesus. And Jesus, as he came from heaven, became a man and became a person, a man born on the earth, visible so we could see him. That's when he became Jesus in the form of a human being. He was always there, but not in the form of a human being. He had to come to be an actual human, just like you and I. And God sent him to be birthed through the womb of a little woman that he might become a man, just like you and I. So he might be tried and tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. He showed us what was possible for a human being to do. But no one but Jesus has ever mastered that since. But he tells us, each one, to master it. And it is a possible goal for you and I to master and to become just like our King. In fact, he commanded us to do that. But he says, as he's upholding all things by the word of his power. The word is first, and then power. His words are power. Your words are power. As you speak words, if they're words of God, it will call these magnificent beings of grandeur, these mighty angels, we call them, it will call them on the scene to do great and mighty things for you. Now, it's amazing how many things I have seen angels do. Now then, as these angels are such magnificent beings, it says, when he has by himself purged our sins. In other words, Jesus, he purged our sins by what he did on the cross. After he had did this, after he had completely purged our sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. Now, that's his position right now. He's sitting at the right hand of God the Father. Now, having become so much better than the angels. Now, the angels were magnificent beings of grandeur, but Jesus became so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they, the angels. Now, this magnificent, excellent name that Jesus has, this name, if you will do a study on God's word, you will find that in the name of Jesus, we have been given great and awesome power and authority. My wife and I have learned that in the name of Jesus, nothing is impossible. In fact, just today, whenever we had went to leave our hotel room this morning, we went back to the motel room to pick up some suits and things to wear for this taping. And the door wouldn't unlock. I tried it 6 or 8 times. The little green light would come on, but it would not unlock. And my wife said, in the name of Jesus, you will unlock. I turned and I said, what'd you say? She said, I told the door to unlock in the name of Jesus. I said, okay. I put it back down in there and raised it up, and the door opened perfect, just like it's supposed to. This name belongs to you and I as sons and daughters of God. Everything has to be subject to this magnificent, excellent name, the name of Jesus. You, as a son or a daughter of God, have all these mighty promises in God's word, that one of the things is the authority that you have as a son or a daughter of God to use the name of Jesus. You notice in the scripture here, himself, he said himself, he purged us of all sin. Now then, as he purged us of all sin, that's what he meant. Whenever we have sinned, before we get saved, who knows how wicked and wild and violent we may have been. But when we come to Christ, he has purged all of those sins, and he has, by what he has done on the cross, and this more excellent name that he has, even more excellent than all the angels, he has purged us and cleansed us and made us the righteousness of God in Christ. If you ever learn who you are as a son of God, a daughter of God, you will never allow the enemy to beat up on you again. The enemy is what comes to put thoughts in our mind to cause us to do things that are wrong. He's the one that puts pain and sickness upon us. And once you get a hold of this magnificent name and these magnificent beings of grandeur, these angels that you have that were sent to watch over you, to protect you, you will command these angels to take care of you, to watch over you. God sent them and gave them charge over you. Now, those angels will obey you when and help you do great and wonderful things when you walk in obedience to God's word and you're walking holy before God. These angels, these beings of grandeur, will be here to help you. But these beings will listen to the word of God. So as you speak the promises of God and you speak to these angels, they, just like Psalms 107, verse 20 says, they will hearken to the word of God spoken in the earth today. And you are the one that speaks those words. Now then, we'll continue on here. But he says in verse 5, but to which of the angels did he ever say, you are my son? To which of the angels did he ever say, you are my son? None of them. He never called any of the angels his son. And he says, today I have begotten you, and again I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. So the Father brought one son into existence, and that was Jesus the Christ, and he is the only Son of God until Jesus did what he did, died, raised from the dead, and then he gave you and me the privilege to also become sons of God. What a privilege to become a son of God. If you ever get to the point in your faith walk where you can see yourself like the Word of God says we are, it will change everything about you.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.